You thought about getting on video. You even thought about doing some of your training or classes or workshops via Zoom or another video platform. But it was just a thought until now. And now it's your new normal. Well, today I'm starting a series about how to make a bigger impact with your message, how to influence and persuade through the weirdness of video. Today, I'm putting the focus on online platforms and some best practices to help you really stand out and be heard. But the entire series is about making a bigger impact, really captivating your listener, captivating them and making them feel when you're on camera. I think you're gonna like this series, and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you, and I've got a series, a little mini series that I'm going to do for you starting today, and it's a mix match of techniques that you can use to make a bigger impact with your voice, 100%. But I'm gearing this especially in my language. I'm gearing this especially to being on camera. And I don't mean just videos. I mean meetings on Zoom. You're teaching your classes on Zoom. You're bringing your programs to Zoom. Here's the thing. I hope that this pandemic is over. I don't know. Today would be good. Today would be really good. But the truth of the matter is, we don't know. We don't know when it's going to be open, over. When the world's going to be open again is probably what was in my mind. And honestly, I don't know that you can avoid video ever again. I was having a conversation with someone the other day. She's a Pilates teacher. And I asked her, I said, are you teaching online? And she said, yes, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm doing my classes, my training online, one-on-one. I don't remember exactly what she said. And we got in a chat, and basically the gist of what she said was, even when we go back, even when the world reopens, some people still may not want to go back. So video is a new way. We have seen now that it works. And, you know, I've been saying for years. I mean, this podcast is 5 years old, and I was saying it 5 years before that you need to get ready to be on video. You need to get on video. You're going to expand your reach if you're on video. And people don't want to get on video. A lot of people don't like video. It freaks them out. They don't like looking at themselves. They don't like hearing themselves. It's weird. Where do I look? What do I do? This is horrible. But now people are faced with no choice. You have to be on video. You have to teach your classes on video. You have to move your business to video. And that's why I'm going to do this series. I'm going to give you some top techniques to make a bigger impact, to give you some inner freedom, but also to command more of a presence and really captivate the listener on camera, on video. And so as I talk about these things, I am going to give some very specific things about being on Zoom, but otherwise I'm just really going to tailor this to whatever way you are on camera, whether you're teaching your classes online, meeting online, doing videos, whatever it is. And I'll do about three or four of these episodes. I'm also doing a live training on this on the 23rd of April at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can sign up to take a look at that and get the replay at captivatetheroom.com/captivate live. For those of you that have been asking me, when am I going to roll another group out? I'm about to roll another group out this month. I don't have a link for you yet, but just a heads up that I am rolling out another small group. And it will be my typical Psychology of the Voice Effect, Captivate the Room group, but I will tailor it specifically to video techniques because there are so many techniques that I can give you that will change everything. And it's from years of coaching voices. It's years of having been an actor. It's years of coaching actors on these TV shows. That's what I'm bringing to the table. And it's little tiny techniques that work. Somebody just said to me, and I'm doing my course testers group, and somebody made a comment that they just couldn't believe it, that the total difference in her videos by shifting, by doing one technique. I gave her one little technique. She implemented it. It changed everything. And she couldn't believe it. And that's it right there. It is not a nightmare if you have a technique. And here's the thing. Being on video isn't the end of it. Oh yeah, well, I'm going to move my business on video. You have got to be heard, impact and influence with your voice. You've got to be able to take those words and bring them to life and make me feel or not. So just showing up and teaching your class or doing your pitch or running your video, if you're not impacting me, if you're not making me stop in my tracks and go, oh, whoa, he gets me. She gets me. I want to hear more about this. I want to listen to this. I'll tell you another quick story and then I'll dive into some content for you. But another thing that this woman said to me in the beta group the other day, she said, oh my gosh, you're so captivating. I listen to you far more than 7 seconds because every 7 seconds our brain tells us to check out. And here's the thing on video. And I'm going to talk about this. I'm not sure if I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to give you a technique for this, what I'm about to say, but I don't think it's today. I think it's in another episode. You don't have 3 minutes to get in your zone and captivate. I'm out. And video creates a lot of problems for a lot of people. And you ultimately hit that zone. You ultimately get comfortable, but it's too late. From your first line, I call it come out of the gate strong. You have to come out of the gate strong if you want to set yourself apart. It doesn't matter what words. And I say that carefully because I hired a messaging expert to help me learn how to write words. The words they're the message. But if you can't hook me and make me feel with those words, especially on video, I may not be inclined to come back and work with you on video. And like I've said, video brings the worst out in people because it's weird. It's weird to so many people. It's weird. It's different. People don't like to look at themselves. People don't like the way they sound. A big part of the reason they don't like the way they sound is because their energy drops. Their vocal energy drops. So let me just address Zoom meetings for a couple of minutes. I'm going to be kind of all over the place in this episode. In the rest of the series, it's a little bit more one particular technique, but there's a lot of stuff I want to throw out today. And I want to talk about Zoom because all the corporate people, everybody are on Zoom. It doesn't matter if you're corporate people or not, but I know that all my companies are on Zoom. And one of the questions I was asked the other day was, where do I look? And I want to tell you that something that's really important that you bring to the table in your meetings and conversations, and if you've moved one-on-one clients to Zoom, let's say you coach people one-on-one, maybe you're a therapist, maybe you're a business coach, maybe, you know, you did it in real life before, but now you're online. The first thing you need to remember is it is still a conversation. And one of the most important things you can do is act as if, now I say that carefully because I don't want you to be an actor. I'm not saying you have to act, but stop with the noise in your head about it's weird and different and awful. Imagine that it's just a conversation. Imagine that you're sitting in that conference room. Yeah, I happen to see your face side by side against mine on a screen. But imagine, don't treat it differently. That's part of the problem, is that we are mentally not in the now. We're in the past, we're in the future, we're somewhere else, we're caught up in the weirdness of it all. And I want you to make it just like it's real life. Just imagine that you are sitting in the conference table. Imagine that you are walking down the hall and you stop at the water cooler to have the conversation. Imagine that the client is sitting at the table with you. And that will help tremendously. Do online, do camera, just like you would in real life, and then we take it up from there. But you can't go below real life, and that's what happens to people. I'm talking to you right now like I would talk to you if you were sitting here in front of me. But what happens to a lot of people is they get on camera and they're freaked out and they're weirded out, and they start, you know, they can kind of start talking like this because it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even like video. I don't, right? So get it out of your head. Just imagine that you're sitting there with them. You can see them in the Zoom. What I recommend is look at them. You're talking to the one over on the left square, talk to that one. You were looking at the one, talking to the one above you in that square, look at them. Do you see the one on the right bottom corner? Look at them. Now, if it's just you on video, you might look straight at the video camera or the camera on your laptop or desktop or whatever it is, if it's just you creating videos. But imagine as you look at that little camera hole that you're talking to someone. Who are you talking to? But you want to have a conversation. You want to keep things as normal as possible. Now, another thing that happens on Zoom, and I'm just going to throw this in here as a suggestion, but you need to share it with all of your team, is after you've said something, before you reply, before people reply, give it a slight pause. Because one thing that gets really frustrating for people on a Zoom call is the overlap. And a lot of times there's a delay. Maybe somebody doesn't have the fastest internet or whatever, and it can get really frustrating. Trust me, I was on Zoom the first week it started. And then the first week of everybody went home, I couldn't even get my clients' videos for a week. So I get it, right? Zoom is just slammed. Or Teams, or whatever it is that you use. But slight pause before you respond. And then people won't be talking over each other all the time. But don't treat it any differently. How do you teach your class in real life? How do you hold the meeting in real life? How do you inspire people to buy from you in real life, especially in the greatest economic downturn in our life? Or that's what they're telling us. You don't have room to let being on video weird you out so that you can't bring your words to life, or you're not going to be able to sell me. You're not going to be able to convince me. You're not going to be able to impact me. You got to make me feel the same way you would make me feel in the room, and better. You know, I'm still amazed that people don't realize how much money they're leaving on the table by not knowing how to use their voice. And that's one of the most profound things that's coming out of the course tester thing that I'm doing. Every one of them, I ask them for their aha moments, and every one of them has come in with an aha that has said, I had no idea the voice had this much power. And that is, you're not in the room. They can't pick up your energy. So now more than ever, your voice has to compel them to take action. All right? Now, here are some more techniques that you can use on Zoom. And obviously, you can use this on video as well. Videos that you make, like for YouTube or whatever, or for your clients. But most of this is directed to Zoom, to make ways to make more impact on Zoom. So you're going to tell everybody, tell your whole team, you may not want to tell, like if you're on with a client, you may not want to tell them this, but maybe you do. Tell everybody to pause slightly before they, you know, when one person finishes and another person starts, so you don't overlap. Look at the people you're talking to. Imagine it's in the same room. Imagine that it's real life. Imagine that you're walking down the hall and entering the conference room. Imagine that you're there. Now, here's another thing. Bottom line it. If you're already feeling weirded out and you don't know where to look and you're afraid you're going to get cut off and, you know, all these things are going on, what is the bottom line message you need to deliver? We don't have your energy in the room. Now, we need to bring vocal energy more than ever to the table, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. That is crucial. But what is the bottom line of the message you need to deliver? Okay? Don't go on and on and on and on, because people are going to, every 7 seconds, the brain tells us to check out. And if you don't have vocal energy, you especially need to bottom line it. We're going to need to raise your vocal energy. And I'm actually going to do a whole episode in this series about that. So I'm just going to drop that here for right now, that we need to raise your vocal energy. But here's something else that you want to do. And you want to do this on Zoom. You want to do this all the time. This is a critical voice element that you must be implementing if you want to captivate the room. And it is adding emphasis to the words that matter to you and the words that should matter to me. So we've got all this weirdness going on camera. We're worried about the lag. We're worried about cutting off. Maybe we won't even say anything. Dropped vocal energy, rambling on. And now every single solitary word has the same emphasis, or even worse, nothing has any. Well, see, I can't even do it. I can't even not do emphasis because I know how important it is. But you're just blah, 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 blah. Remember the teacher in Charlie Brown, the Charlie Brown shows? Don't let that be you. They don't know what's important. So you've got to add emphasis to what they need to know is important. That is a technique that I lay in ground zero of the work that I do with people to make a bigger impact. But it's even more important on video. First of all, you've got to make an impact because they've got 7 squares or 14 squares or 22 squares. The other day I had, 39 squares I was looking at. How do you command their presence? Well, how do you command their attention with your presence? Well, here's part of it. Get to the bottom line of what you need to say and make the message clear by adding emphasis to what's important. All right. Now, here's just a couple of other little techniques for you that have, they're just little technical things. Have your camera on. A lot of people don't turn their camera on because maybe they don't have their makeup on, maybe their hair's a mess, maybe they're in sweats and they're talking to the boss, maybe the kids are running in and out. It is so crucial right now for us to see you. I believe that it's always important because I do find, I have validated that statistic that said 7% of the message is, the impact of the message is through the words. Then 30-something% is through the voice, but the biggest part is through nonverbals. So if you're not being seen, let me tell you something. All you've got is your voice. So it's time to step up. It's time to step up and make a bigger impact with your voice, because if I can't even watch your nonverbals and you're going on like the Charlie Brown teacher voice, you've lost. It doesn't matter how long you spent crafting your words. You've lost because I can't connect to you and because you aren't making me feel anything. When you come on the Zoom and when you are on the Zoom, go ahead and keep your sound muted. And I would share these tips, these techniques with your team, with your people, with the people you manage, because it just makes for a better experience. I've done Zoom forever. I can orchestrate the room. I can do it probably better than I can do it live. But most people are used to working live. All right. So turn your sound to mute. Make sure you have your video on. And finally, let me just give you a quick reminder. Relax. It's just a conversation. And if you will, like I mentioned before, just act like it's a conversation. Just act like you're in the conference room and stop getting so flipped out about, I hate myself. I don't like the way I look on video. I don't like video. I don't want to talk to people on video. I'm not very interesting on video. I'm boring on video. Okay, if you are, well, listen up. I'm helping you, right? All right, so that's it. That's it for today. That's your Zoom tutorial 101 for voice. You can take, you know, I mean, obviously the turn your camera on. If you're shooting videos, obviously you're going to turn your camera on. But the voice techniques that I dropped here, you can use those for any video. You want to use them for video. The next couple of episodes in this series are going to be, I'm going to talk more directly to video in general, not Zoom techniques per se. But I did want to drop those down for you because I know you're all on camera now. You're all on video now. And I don't want you to struggle and feel awful. I want you to have the inner freedom. But more than anything, I want you to make the impact and I want you to influence. You need to be cutting those deals. And in order to cut the deals, you got to make me feel. It doesn't matter what words you say. There's always a whole nother level of success from where you're at. All right. So if you're interested in coming to the live training, it's on April 23rd, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Go to captivatetheroom.com/captivate live. And then if you are interested in learning how to make a bigger impact with your voice, I hope that you'll consider joining me for my next group coaching program. I'm going to be running it at a super, super special offer because it's a tough time and I want to help you out. All right, but that's it for today. If you need anything, send me a message over to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at Captivate the Room. Otherwise, until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the voice formula. A free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.